I am Iron Man.
Bright suns and welcome, travelers. Today is Tuesday, January 18th, and this is the Bright Suns podcast, the show for pop culture nerds like myself to obsess over, dissect, love, cherish, respect, and appreciate all things in the geekdom. Marvel, Star Wars, DC, comic books, science, technology, math, history, whatever the hell we feel like talking about, we are going to talk about it here. And we are talking about a few things today. It has been kind of an interesting day in the geekdom. First and foremost, we got the new trailer for Marvel's next series to come out, which is going to be Moon Knight. And the trailer is friggin' awesome. I think it looks incredible, as do pretty much everything that's come out with Marvel lately. Like, they've been on, like, the craziest hot streak, as far as I'm concerned. Like, everything they put out pretty much looks amazing to me. And there's been some thoughts, and I do want to talk about that. So I will talk about that in a little bit. And I also want to talk a little bit about NFTs. So I tweeted something today that has actually gotten me more DMs than I've ever gotten in my life, to the point where I'm probably switching back and putting my account back on nobody can send me messages anymore. Because, okay, here's the thing. NFTs, they're fucking weird, but I'm going to get into that in just a second. First, I do want to say that if you are not following me on Twitter, where I tend to post my spiciest takes, then you should. I am on Twitter at Bright Suns Media. I'm pretty much everywhere on social media at Bright Suns Media. Although Twitter is pretty much the only page that I maintain. Facebook just pretty much has links to all the new episodes. And I do have a website, allegedly. It's www.brightsunsmedia.com. And it every so often works, and every so often just pretty much also just has links to the newest episodes, but you can listen to the episode on the website as well. Additionally, I'm trying to see if I can maybe make my offering of distributions a little bit more robust. So it looks like primarily most of my listeners listen on Apple Podcasts, with the I think Spotify and Google and Anchor being the next three. But if you are listening, or if you want to listen, if you follow me on Twitter and you're like, hey, where can I listen to your podcast that isn't one of those places? Let me know where you listen to it, and I'll see if I can get my podcast on that network for you. And really, I will do it for like one comment. Like, I do not care. I will try. I will do my best. But anyway, I want to get right down into it. I want to talk about the first thing, topic number one, NFTs. So first, what is an NFT? So an NFT is a non-fungible token, whatever the fuck fungible means. So I guess it kind of means non-transferable, but that's questionable to say the least. NFTs, the non-fungible part, basically if you can funge it, then it's a fungible token and not a non-fungible token. It's fucking weird. It's a weird name. Some fucking nerd came up with it. It's dumb. But I tweeted today that NFTs are a tax on stupidity. And I stand by that still, that NFTs are a tax on stupidity. I still stand by that. But I got so many fucking messages from dude bros telling me that I should enjoy poverty while they rake in, quote unquote, an easy six figs for the future of art. Go fuck yourself. NFTs are by no means the future of art. They're the future of scams, grifts, and money laundering. Like, that's what NFTs are good for. And crypto at large is just kind of the Wild West right now. Like NFTs and crypto kind of go hand in hand because you can't buy an NFT with cash, as far as I know. There's no place that just lets you spend cash on NFTs. You have to buy it with crypto. Primarily, you have to buy it with Ethereum, which is a type of cryptocurrency. But the crypto market is just the Wild West. Nothing is regulated in crypto. Like, It is not subject to any sort of government interference, which for a lot of people, they find that the best part of it is that the government's not not interfering. They're not doing whatever they can to kind of fuck up like they did with, you know, the regular markets. And the fact that it's unregulated and it's not really being touched by the federal government. Now, let me clarify that. Because while I say it is not touched by the federal government, I do not mean that the federal government is not using it. Because I guarantee you that politicians are right now making a shitload of money on crypto. They're buying it when it's low, they're selling it when it's high, and you know, they're utilizing billionaires like Elon Musk, who can basically manipulate the entire fucking crypto market with a single tweet. You know, they're using these billionaires who, you know, will just hop on the meme train and they'll just, you know, say a positive thing about NFTs or crypto and it'll go up, and then they'll bash crypto later and it'll go down, and they just take advantage of that. It's essentially market manipulation. And while that is completely illegal with the SEC as far as like the regular markets, the stock market, crypto, it's just totally fine. Absolutely fine. And everybody's railing against market manipulation because of, you know, like the GameStop situation and the AMC situation and stuff. They hate that the market is being manipulated by these hedge funds. But there's people doing that right now with crypto. And for some reason, that's fine. You know, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. And I get it. It's just not my thing. But the fact that it's not regulated at all is kind of a fundamental flaw with how much technology has been integrated into our daily lives. Like, we use technology for everything, and cryptocurrency is really just kind of like digital currency. I see some potential for crypto as a future currency, maybe not like a main currency, but like, you know, if the government did step in and actually do some sort of regulation on it, then maybe it could be a little bit bigger than it is now, or, you know, at least more important to everybody's daily life instead of just, you know, the crypto miners and the NFT people. But technology is just integrated into our lives so much, and technology improves. Like, I can't remember the name of the law, but there's like a law that says that technology basically doubles every so often, and you know, it's basically an exponential scale. Eventually technology, like eventually we will get to a point where you will go to a store, buy technology that is brand new, cutting edge, bring it home, and that's already three versions behind. Like, it's like, that's how it's going to be. That's how fast technology improves. And we're kind of putting this at odds with the speed at which the government can respond to literally anything. Not only is it because of the way the government is structured to you know, have to have these long drawn out debates and have to cover so much ground that they can't respond to anything in any kind of timely manner. And that's not even taking into consideration the average age of a politician in Congress or in Senate. Like, they are all ancient. A lot of them are having trouble identifying what Google is. You know, we're at the point in government where they're like, wait a minute, Google is tracking a lot of information. And the rest of us are like, yeah, we fucking knew that 10 years ago. You know? So the government cannot respond in a speed that is any way like usable for regulating the crypto market, because the second that they put any sort of regulation in, the crypto market's going to change. Somebody will come out with some new cryptocurrency. And there's almost no way for a government to regulate the crypto market. There's almost no way, as far as what I can tell. There's no way, because it all changes so fast. And it's a ridiculously volatile market, if you've ever been watching. Like, I actually own a little bit of crypto. I have like, I think like $20 in Ethereum, and like maybe $10 in Bitcoin. So I own like 0.00000 blah 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 Bitcoin, and about the same in Ethereum. But like, you know, crypto's weird because crypto is just rife with fraud and scams. And I don't know if there's like an actual number that can be put on it, but like all the market manipulation that I was talking about a little while back with like the billionaires and shit and money laundering. Like, this is just basically, I don't want to say illegal because like the government just doesn't give a shit about it. It's basically just like free money laundering, and there's no penalties because it is not, you know, covered by the SEC or the FBI. This is just an unregulated, completely whatever market. And the only thing that is tracked is like your hex code on your wallet. It's like a hex ID for your wallet. Now, where it connects to NFTs, crypto at least, is that you need crypto in order to buy NFTs. And these non-fungible tokens, you're spending real money to buy cryptocurrency to spend on digital items that someone is telling you will someday be worth far more on the resellers market, the secondary market. The only comparison that I can make is that this is almost literally buying Fortnite skins. But I would actually say that Fortnite skins are more valuable because you actually get to use them. You actually get to, you get a thing, you get a digital item for that money. That is not what you're getting with an NFT. When you buy an NFT, you know, it's packaged nicely with a JPEG or a fucking monkey that you're getting. And you think that you're getting that JPEG. Well, guess what? I can right-click and copy that JPEG right off the website. I didn't have to spend any money for it. I have the JPEG. I have the thing that you think is worth money. And I spent nothing on it. Even if you did, even if you spent money on it and then shared it to your Twitter or whatever, I could just copy and paste it onto my Twitter and post it. I can copy and paste it anywhere. I can use it as a wallpaper on my computer if I want to. I didn't spend a goddamn cent on it, but you did. And probably like thousands of actual dollars that got converted into cryptocurrency. You're not actually buying the JPEG. You're not even buying rights to the JPEG, unless otherwise stated. I'll get more into that in a minute. What you're buying when you buy an NFT is you're buying a receipt. You're buying this like repeatedly verified receipt, and it's verified on the blockchain, which uses a fuckload of electricity, by the way. So it's just completely eco-unfriendly. And the receipt just says, you sent X amount of Ethereum to Dude Bro. And that's it. That is literally all that it is. You are buying this little thing that says that you spent money. It doesn't even say what you spent money on. It just says that you spent money and you sent it from your wallet to this wallet. And that's it. That is the entirety of NFTs. You are buying a line of code that says your wallet's hex ID sent a certain amount of crypto to another wallet's hex ID. And it's fucking bonkers that people don't see that and that they fucking think that somehow any of this is worth any fucking money. The only money that it's worth is whatever you can convince somebody else that it's worth. It's a fucking pyramid scheme. That's it. You buying it first from an artist, you have to convince the next guy that it's worth money, and they have to convince the next guy that it's worth money. Eventually, someone is going to be put on, you know, whatever value that this thing can no longer attain. You know, like, this thing can no longer be sold for that much money, and that person is on the hook. And what do they have? They just have a line of code, and that's it. And, you know, if any of these fucking cryptos go down and all the records are deleted, then you have literally nothing, and you've spent so fucking much on it. Like, the picture that I shared really shows the drawbacks that I don't think Dude Bros are considering, and it's fucking showing. The fact that this is even a news article is proof that these guys are not thinking about these drawbacks. And NFTs do not provide you with copyright unless otherwise stated. So looking at it this way, I have a photography Twitter. I don't check in on it anymore. I've posted on there that I'm not checking in on it anymore because the photography community on Twitter, the only thing that you see is fucking clout tweeters and mostly people trying to sell off galleries of like these newly minted NFTs. And they all are like so desperate for attention. Like, it is cringeworthy how much desperation these people are just stinking of. They all want attention and recognition, but the focus isn't on getting contract work or print sales. It's all on crypto and NFTs. That's what they want. They don't care if they're selling photos that they took and somebody comes up to them and says, hey, listen, I want to hire you for a contract job. That's not the goal. The goal is to become an NFT seller because they're the source. They don't have to spend fucking shit, like other than a small amount to mint it. So if anything, the photographers, they're at the best possible position. They're making the fucking art and then they mint it for a small price and then some fucking bonehead buys it later for like $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is in Ethereum. And that's the photography community. That's actually the community that I more, you know, kind of agree with as far as the artwork is concerned, because it actually takes talent to create the artwork, to create art that people are willing to spend money on Ethereum for. Most of the ones that you see that get a lot of attention are like things like the bored gorillas or bored apes or whatever they were. And basically they call those profile picture NFTs. These are NFTs that, and I've seen job postings for this, literally job postings. And what they want is artists who can create, basically a base template where it's, okay, something like an ape. Let's just say it's a giraffe this time. So they want you to be able to draw a basic template for a giraffe. And they want, you know, 100 different giraffes that are all exactly the same, but like, you know, styled differently, but they're shaped exactly the same. They want 1,000 different shirts, you know, draw some shirts with a transparent background, and it has to fit that basic template of the giraffe. They want 1,000 hats. They want 1,000 pairs of glasses. They want 1,000 this. They want 1,000 that. And all of that, all of those images are put into basically like a random number generator, which just slaps a bunch of shit together and creates as many different combinations of these things as possible. So, you know, like giraffe number 28 with jacket number 419, hat number 45, and, you know, shit like that. That is what the profile picture NFTs are. And you know, you can argue that they're collectible, but they're not. But even then, you're not getting the JPEG. You're not getting the fucking rights to it or anything. All you're buying is a fucking receipt, and they don't provide you copyright of it. Now, to counteract this, a lot of the photography community, because the art does take a lot of effort and a lot of knowledge to create a really good piece of photography, a lot of photographers are selling the NFT as well as a print of the image, and some are even giving up copyright, which is fucking bonkers, if you ask me. It's so stupid. But if you're selling a print, that's worth infinitely more than the NFT, because that's an actual thing. And if you only print one copy of it, then that now has this non-artificial scarcity. It has actual scarcity, real scarcity, because you only printed one. Now, you could print more, and then that would kind of devalue each individual one that you print. But if you only ever printed one, that's actual scarcity, and that actually provides value. All of these fucking digital NFTs that people think they're buying JPEGs, they're not. I can steal that from you extremely easily. And I have the JPEG, and I didn't spend any money for it. But that's because it's not even yours. It's not the copyright. You have no claim over it. Now, the artist who originally created it probably could say, hey, listen, I need you to take it down. But they don't give a fuck. They got $1,000 from you for like the fucking crypto that you sent them. They don't give a shit if I steal it. They're probably gone. They're probably in fucking Aruba right now, just having fucking island drinks and having a great fucking time on your dime, because you were stupid enough to buy the fucking thing. Anyway, the drawbacks, like I said, the drawbacks that I don't think any of these dude bros are considering is the copyright. And I've said it 100 times already now. NFTs do not provide you with copyright of anything. You're not buying rights. You're buying a receipt. So the article that prompted my tweet from earlier was this crypto group. They bought a bunch of JPEGs of the pages of the book Dune for £2.66 million. And they thought it gave them copyright. They thought that because they bought the book, they now own the book. And they think that they can go to like Barnes & Noble and be like, you guys have to get rid of the copies of Dune. I own it now. No, you don't. You don't even own the fucking JPEGs. Okay? Whoever made the JPEGs doesn't even own the fucking JPEGs. I don't know exactly how book copyright works, but I'm assuming the publisher has copyrights of that book. And they can say, hey, get rid of your fucking JPEGs. Don't post them anywhere because that's the whole fucking book. They can legally get to you for posting any of those because that's their copyright. And so you just spent £2.66 million on a thing that is fucking worthless. It's fucking worthless. And somebody should have fucking told you that. So that's me. That's me. That's me right now. I am telling you, NFTs are fucking worthless. They are a fucking scam. Stop falling for it. So the plan that these fucking geniuses had was like, you know, for future NFTs, I guess, was to buy a book, like a physical copy of a book, scan each page into a JPEG, burn the book, the physical copy of the book. Now the only remaining copy of the book is the JPEGs. You know, step 5, ? Step 6, profit. You know, that kind of fucking thing. The plan isn't, that particular plan isn't even really taking advantage of the one only good thing that NFT minting sites like OpenSea and Foundation do right, which is to identify possible repeat mintings. Like there's stories of artists who create something and they post a picture of it to Twitter and they say, hey, listen, this is a really good piece of artwork that I made. What do you guys think? Some fuckhead out there copies it off of their Twitter. Holy shit, wasn't that easy? Just fucking right click on it, right? Goes to like one of these sites like OpenSea or Foundation and mints it. And then the artist who originally created it decides, hey, I can maybe make some money on this. And I'm going to go to Foundation and I'm going to mint it. Well, Foundation will come back and say, listen, we scanned these other NFT sites or whatever, and we found a potential duplicate. So you cannot mint this. You cannot, because this already was minted and already sold. You now don't get any money for it. Now, minting it as an NFT is pretty much the only thing that's off the table for you. You can still sell it however the fuck you want, other than NFTs. You just can't make it into an NFT. But right now, that's where all the idiots are that are buying these stupid things. So I would say, if you are an artist and you want to make money, go for NFTs. Absolutely sell NFTs. If you're an artist and you are creating the thing that these fucking idiots are buying, but don't go into it thinking that you are selling to these high-class, reputable, intelligent art collectors. You're not. You're selling it to fucking dipshits who are buying into the fucking scam that is NFTs. They are your downstream fucking people. I don't know what the term is that they use with multi-level marketing schemes, but they're your downstream distributors or whatever. You're upstream from them. But if you're creating it and you don't really care if you're taking advantage of stupid people, then fucking go for it. Whatever, man. That is your prerogative. But if you're not an artist and you're thinking of buying an NFT to sell later on, then that's just the dumbest possible thing you can do with your money. I would say that you would get far more use out of your money if you just took that, converted it into like Xbox or PlayStation gift cards, and then bought a bunch of fucking shit on Grand Theft Auto Online. That would actually have more actual value than the stupid NFT you're planning on buying, right? So just stop buying NFTs. Stop with this whole bullshit until this shit can be kind of figured out, okay? Or maybe until 2075, when the fucking government actually gets off their ass and catches up to 2022. So, anyway, that's all I want to talk about NFTs, because NFTs are they're frustrating. And I used to be so into photography and sharing my work with people and just talking about the art of photography, which I still love. I love photography, and I love how hard it is to capture a really good image and how you really have to know what you're doing. I could talk about photography all goddamn day. And if you guys are photographers out there and you want to talk to me about photography, do not hesitate to hit me up on at Bright Suns Media, because I love it. I just won't talk about it on my photography page anymore because all of those people fucking suck. They're all just like the desperation, like I said, is just so pathetic. Like, they'll be out there like, if you do, yo, can I get a vibe check? Yo, can I get a vibe check? Oh, God, I need a vibe check so bad. Oh, God, GM, guys, good morning. It's fucking sad. God, I should post more like screenshots. I did recently. And you know, a few people liked it, but like, it is so sad. Anyway, on to something that's not sad. Have you guys watched the Moon Knight trailer yet? The Moon Knight trailer just came out. And that is probably, I am so fucking excited for Moon Knight right now because I didn't know what to think at first. And I'll be honest, I don't really know anything about Moon Knight. I've seen a few panels from a few comic books and, you know, it seems like a good comic. It seems like the character, I think his name is Mark Spector. Seems like a very interesting character and seems like there's a lot of depth there that should be explored. And, you know, maybe Moon Knight will do it. Maybe it won't. I don't hold anything as 100% positive until I actually see it. So Moon Knight might look great, but be awful. It might look great and be great. I have no idea. But all I know for certain right now is that based on the trailer, Moon Knight looks fucking amazing. And I am so, so excited to start watching that because it stars Oscar Isaac. Oscar Isaac is Moon Knight. And I'm so fucking thrilled that a Star Wars alum, by the way, Oscar Isaac played Poe Dameron. I don't know how any of you wouldn't know that by now, but Oscar Isaac is amazing. He's so funny in interviews and he just seems like he's going to take this role and fucking run with it. And Marvel, you know, they, like I said in the intro, they have not let me down at all recently. You know, they have been doing so fucking good on everything. WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, you know, Hawkeye, all of these shows have been fucking amazing. So I have no doubt that Moon Knight is going to be incredible. And it's going to be something completely different because where these other shows were using kind of established characters, actually all of them were using established characters that were established in films. As far as I'm aware, this is the first one that isn't using any established characters to introduce and kind of be the origin story of a character that's going to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, this character will most likely end up showing up in TV other shows and movies, maybe even in the Multiverse of Madness. And this is a show that's going to introduce this character. This is really going to be the bench test, I think, for how this medium, this format really works for introducing a character. Because, you know, with a movie, you have a two to two and a half hour runtime, right? Like, you know, you have those 2 hours to develop the character, tell a story, have a conclusion, all of that stuff. Like, have that typical arc that goes through a movie. And you have 2 hours to do it, which has worked out very well for Marvel so far. They've been doing amazing with that for, like, what, 30 movies now? But these shows are really where the character development comes in. And it's because they've been treating these things like movies, but they've been doing it over the course of, you know, 6 episodes. So that, you know, each episode tends to be about an hour long or 40 minutes or whatever. So it's anywhere between 3 and 6 hours for these shows. So the total runtime of all episodes is between 3 and 6 hours, which means that you basically get an extra hour of storytelling time if you do it on this show, if you do it in that format. So Moon Knight is really going to be, I think, the test of how this works. Does it tell the story better than doing it in a movie? Should Moon Knight have been a movie? What are your thoughts on that? I'm curious what you guys think, too, because I don't know what to expect. All I know is that the trailer looks incredible. The show looks like it's going to be very interesting. And I'm probably going to have to do, there's no probably about it. I'm definitely going to be doing my fair share of research and trying to read up on some essentials of the Moon Knight before the show starts. So, you know, what do you guys think? Is the show the best way to go to introduce a character, or is, you know, a movie a better idea? Should they have gone with a movie instead of a show and maybe do shows for more established characters? I don't know what to think. I'm torn. One thing that I did notice, and again, this, I hate to keep coming back to this, because I know that I always say, you know, this show focuses on positivity and non-toxicity. But I tend to go back because of how stupid some of these takes are and just how obvious these people are playing the algorithms is, you know, when the first Moon Knight, like a fragment of the Moon Knight trailer, I don't know if it leaked or if they showed it like as a trailer of a trailer, but they showed the Moon Knight costume. And I kid you not, like every fifth tweet that I saw was about how terrible the Moon Knight costume looked and how it looked nothing like the comic books. And it was stupid. It doesn't look anything like the comic books. He doesn't look like that. You shouldn't be able to see any white of his face at all. You know, that looks stupid. All of a sudden, this trailer comes out and largely the internet is clicking on things that are positive, you know, things that are saying, hey, this looks really good. So you have YouTube channels like Geeks and Gamers saying this looks good, really good, when only like a couple of days before, I think they were saying that they were, I think, one of the ones that said that the costume looks stupid. Now, it's possible that they're, you know, they could easily just rely on, well, I think the costume looks stupid, but the show looks good, which is a completely valid opinion, by the way. I can dislike costumes or whatever and still enjoy the show that the costume is a part of. That's fine. I haven't, because I think that the costume designers that work for Marvel are fucking geniuses, but it's a valid opinion to have, and I get that. I'm not saying that they should, you know, if they bashed on the costume, that they got to bash on the show, but, you know, it just seems like it smacks of the inconsistency, smacks of just trying to play the algorithm. So they kind of see what's trending. They look at how people are reacting to it, and they make a video based on that, on how people are reacting. I guarantee you that if next week people start shitting on Moon Knight and start saying certain things about Moon Knight, that Geeks and Gamers and all these fucking people that profit, and yes, they do profit, they get YouTube ad revenue, they profit off of negativity, they'll start parroting the same shit back. And it's so predictable. It happens all the fucking time. So, I mean, as far as the costume thing goes, like, costumes change. They change from, you know, the comic books to the movies all the time. All the time. Probably the most famous example that I can think of is Iron Man. Literally the first MCU movie out there. Well, I guess the Edward Norton Hulk. Did that one come out first? I don't remember. But Iron Man, the first fucking one. The comic book Iron Man costume looked nothing like the movie Iron Man costume. The movie Iron Man, the suit. It looked nothing like what it showed in the comic books, the movie one. And the movie one was it was so different, but people loved it because it was different. Because it you know, it still had that Iron Man feel, but it looked so different. It looked like this is a thing that could actually exist. And that's largely what Marvel has continued to do for their entire time of making costumes, is they make costumes that realistically fit within the universe. And the universe being kind of a more realistic take. Realistic, I mean, huge quotation marks on realistic, because Marvel is not exactly, you know, a one-to-one with reality. Let's just put that out there. But the costuming has largely been something that you look at and say that could actually exist, or that serves a purpose. You know, Cap's costumes have kind of pushed it from time to time. But largely, you know, the other ones look largely usable and realistic. And like I said, Iron Man was a drastic change from the comic books, but it became so iconic that is pretty much what every comic book iteration of Iron Man has turned into. And I mean, for the most part, it's the same with all of the, at least the big three of Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor. The comic books largely now reflect how they look in the MCU. And the Avengers video game, it looks very similar, at least. And that's because it's iconic now. That's the way the MCU has been for like, what, 12 years now, 13 years? The costuming has been just fucking on point for over a decade. So when people are saying that the Moon Knight costume doesn't look anything like the comic books, I take that with a huge grain of salt because, one, I don't fucking care. Two, it's not going to matter in the long run. I mean, I think the comic book design for Moon Knight will probably, you know, stick around for a while. I will admit, I do think the comic book design is a little bit better from what I've seen, but I haven't seen the whole show. And you never know, like, you know, even the first season of Daredevil, you know, he really didn't even get his quote unquote comic book costume. The first season of Daredevil on Netflix, by the way. He didn't even really get his, like, quote-unquote comic book costume until, I think, almost the end of the first season. Before that, he was just wearing, like, a black shirt with a black hood. So it's entirely possible that, you know, the costume could get an upgrade before the end of the season. You know? Like, it could end up blacking out his entire face so all you see are his eyes. Or it's entirely possible that that just did not test well on screen. It didn't look good. I have no idea. I would love to see somebody maybe make an edit, see what it looks like if they just blacked out the face, blacked out under the hood. But I have a feeling it just didn't look right. Or in dark scenes, which this show seems to have, that, you know, it didn't play right because light needs to bounce off of the white costume in order to show it. And it was probably really hard to get that light right, to show the costume but not completely black out the face. It probably would have looked weird. So I think that's why the costume looks the way it does. And I think the costume looks fine. I honestly think that, you know, like I said, right now I think the comic book one is probably cooler looking. Definitely cooler looking with the face being all blacked out. But I honestly think it's not going to take any time at all for me to get very used to the MCU Moon Knight costume. And I don't think it's a big deal at all. I really think that people were making a huge deal out of it, mostly because they wanted attention on their YouTube videos. They wanted attention on their Twitters. And the go-to response for pretty much anything nowadays is negativity. So they needed to shit on something. So the first thing they shit on was the first thing that they noticed was different, which was, hey, you can see his face. While we're talking about dumbass takes in costuming, who was the idiot on Twitter that said that zippers don't exist in the Star Wars universe? I just wanted to bring that up because Zippergate is so fucking stupid. Like, I can't believe that was a conversation that actually made fucking news. Okay? Like, articles were written about Zippergate because one dipshit had the idea, oh, zippers don't belong in the Star Wars universe. Fucking what? What? There are, I would say, 10,000 valid criticisms of the current run of the Book of Boba Fett. Zippers is not fucking one of them. Anyway, I have rambled just about long enough, and I am just about out of time for what I can record for tonight. So I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you for always coming back to the show and for interacting with me on Twitter. I think I'm only like 20 followers away from 200, which blows my mind that 200 people out there are following me on Twitter. I know 200 people are not listening to the show, but 200 people are definitely following, almost 200 people are following me on Twitter, and I love you guys for it. I get a lot every time I either talk in a Twitter space or I'm just a listener in a Twitter space. I think those are the worst followers, if you ask me, because they follow based on just who's in the room. And then, you know, immediately afterwards, they find out the bullshit that you're into and they unfollow. So guys, stop following people that are just in a space with you. Actually do your homework, vet the account, find out if you like what they're actually saying, and then, you know, go from there. So again, if you guys want to hit me up on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at @BrightSunsMedia. And that's pretty much my handle on all social media, except, like I said at the beginning, Twitter's the only one I really routinely interact with. I don't really update any of the other ones. I do have a Discord server. If you want an invite, you can message me. But again, you would be the first person to post anything in there if you messaged me right now. So, you know, feel free if you want, or don't, you know, whatever, it's fine. But thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for coming back. You know, make sure to leave like a rating of the show in whatever podcast software you're using right now. And let's Just keep having a great week. I'm going to try to record again on Thursday so that I can get some Book of Boba Fett stuff going. But we'll see. I just started a new job, so I'm pretty occupied with that. So thank you guys again. May the Force be with you always. I love you guys for showing up. Have a fantastic week. Let's fucking get ready for Book of Boba Fett tomorrow. See you later, everybody.